Chapter 4. A Brave Rescue. Much took a deep breath.
"We did as you said, Robin. We went to Loxley Hall, but when we were in the garden, Will told me to stay outside and hide in the bushes. He didn't want me to be in danger. Will climbed into the hall through a window. I waited in the bushes for a long time, but he didn't come out. Then suddenly the door opened and Sir Guy pushed Will out. Will's hands were tied behind his back. Sir Guy started to shout at Will. He said, 'I know who you are. You're a friend of Robin Hood, and he sent you here to spy on me. Well, I'll tell you what I do with spies. I hang them. I'm taking you to the prison in Nottingham, and at midday tomorrow, you will hang.' And then Sir Guy's men took Will away. There was nothing I could do to help him, Robin."
Much started to cry. "But you have helped him," said Robin. "You have found out where he is. And now I must go and rescue him." The next morning, Robin put on a long cloak over his green clothes and set off for Nottingham. First, he went to the hangman's house.
"The sheriff has sent me," he said when the hangman opened the door. "Will you let me in?"
The hangman yawned and rubbed his eyes.
"Are you tired?" Robin asked. "Then my news will make you happy. The sheriff says that there will be no hangings today. You can have a holiday. Now, go back to bed."
As he walked to the town square, Robin laughed at the way he had fooled the hangman. But he stopped laughing when he saw his friend Will Scarlet. Will stood on a scaffold with a rope around his neck. The sheriff was there. He was talking to Sir Guy of Gisborne. A crowd of town people stood and watched. Robin quickly pulled his hood down over his face and walked up to the sheriff.
"I think you are waiting for the hangman, sir," he said. "I have come to tell you that he is not well, and I am here to do his work. Is this Will Scarlet? Let's hang him now."
Robin climbed up onto the scaffold and said something to Will. As he did so, he untied the ropes round Will's hands and neck and pulled a sword from beneath his cloak. He handed it to Will. Then he pulled out his bow and arrow and turned to face the sheriff.
"I, Robin Hood, am the hangman," Robin cried, and he shot an arrow into the air above the sheriff's head. "I am not here to hang Will Scarlet. I am here to rescue him."
The sheriff's mouth opened in surprise. As quick as a flash, Robin and Will jumped on two horses and galloped away from the town square. Soon they were safe in Sherwood Forest.